The Indiana Biosciences Research Institute is a collaborative effort between private companies such as Eli Lilly, Cook Group, and Dow AgriSciences, and the state's research universities, IU, Purdue, and Notre Dame. By pooling resources and attracting new researchers to Indiana, the aim of the institute is to make the transition from the lab to the marketplace easier. BioCrossroads President David Johnson, who sits on the board of directors for the new institute, says part of its mission is to capture the dollars being spent outside the state by Indiana life sciences companies. He says even retaining 5% of that business will be a huge boon to the state.
That's $250 to $300 million a year coming into Indiana's economy, and that's real money, and that is business, and that is, in fact, exactly what the governor's talking about, putting Hoosiers to work.
Governor Mike Pence says the value of the institute goes beyond the economic benefit for Indiana.
Health issues that, as we all know, and we say with heavy hearts, impacts too many Hoosiers. Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. We're going to come up with the breakthroughs here that are going to benefit Hoosiers and deal with some of the maladies that our own citizens deal with.
The General Assembly appropriated $25 million to get the institute up and running initially. It will ultimately cost $360 million to fully create, and Johnson says the bulk of that funding will come from private investment and donations. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.